At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Hi, this is Sharon. Glad you could join me. Debbie from Hayes, Kansas asks, are there any do's and don'ts regarding giving and receiving a business card? Well, as a matter of fact, Debbie, if you want to make a positive impression with a person you've just met, I have tips on how you can use your business card to help. Now, the tips I'm presenting are for the American rules for business cards. You'll find that some other countries, especially Asian countries like Japan and China, have a different set of rules. Your business card is more than paper and ink. It is a professional extension of you and your company. Your business card is a reflection of who you are in the business community, just as other people's cards reflect who they are. All business cards should be given and received with a formality that eludes most Americans. I'll start my response by focusing on the basics. Your business card should be pristine. No wrinkles, crinkles, or smudges. Never write on the front of your business card. If you have changes, write the changed information on the back of your card. Run, don't walk, to get updated business cards as soon as possible. Now, assume you're going to a meeting or a business event. Prior to arriving, place at least a dozen business cards in a card holder that holds no more than a dozen cards. This card holder can be a slender metal case or made of leather. No rubber bands, please. Place the card holder in a convenient place in your clothing. For right-handed men, that means in the right jacket or trouser pockets, or the left breast pocket of the jacket if left-handed. For right-handed women, it means in your right pocket or an easily accessible place in your handbag. When someone asks for your business card, hold it on the upper edge of the card. Give it to the recipient with the typeface up and toward the person so he or she can read it without turning and twisting to read it. Speaking of presenting your business card, avoid passing your cards out to anyone who will take them because casual giving reduces you and your card's value. Try to avoid joining in random card exchanges at networking events. You probably have had the experience of arriving back at your office with a pocket or purse full of business cards and have no idea whose card belongs to whom. So unless a person has his or her picture on their card and you remember that you want to contact them, what do? You throw away the bunch because they have no significance. If you're seated across a large table and someone asks for your card, don't pass it through other people's hands to deliver it. Instead, get up and walk around the table. Hand it to the person or tell them you'll give it to them after dinner. Now, those are just the tips of the iceberg on giving a business card. So let's focus now on how to receive a business card. When someone gives you their card, study it for 2 or 3 seconds. Put your index finger of your dominant hand on the card and make at least one comment about the card. For example, you can admire or ask about the logo, the company's location, or the person's job title or function. Doing so honors the person because by asking a question, it shows that you have actually read the card. After you finish this brief discussion, place the card in a convenient place separate from your own business cards. You want to have the card easily accessible so you can remove it in a moment's notice to make a brief notation about that person. For example, you could write, "His grandmother plays tournament bridge," or "She knows about my products." Try to receive a card graciously, even when someone forces it on you and you're thinking to yourself, "I don't want his card." You can always throw it away later. However, if someone forces their card on you and insists you call them, and you know you're not going to follow up, kindly say you'd rather not take their card. The main point to remember in giving and receiving business cards is that the card is a reflection of the giver. Take time to honor people by paying attention to their cards. Set the example by presenting your card with poise and professionalism. If you have more questions about making a positive impression with your business cards, feel free to send your questions to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. Go to my website, www.SharonHillInternational.com, to see the list of all my etiquette training topics. I'm Sharon Hill, and I will help you make a powerful first impression.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.